Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the third chapter of Hevel's Gerushin. In this Perek, the Rambam discusses the concept of Lishma, that the get needs to be written for the sake of the man and the woman involved in the divorce.
Halacha Aleph, kol get shelo nechtav l'shema ish hamagarish or l'shema isha miskarejas, eno get. Any get which was not written for the sake of the man who is divorcing and the woman who is being divorced is not a valid get. Ketzad, the Rambam now illustrate, so far shekasav get l'lamed or l'slamed, uba habal umata shem shenechtav b'get zeh kishmo. V'shem ha'isha, k'shem ishto, v'shem ha'ir, k'shem yiro, untalo, v'gerish bo, eno get. For example, if a scribe was writing a get, either to teach somebody else how to write it or himself just to practice, and then along came the husband who sees that the name that's written on the get is his very name, the name of the woman is his very wife, and the city is his very city. In that case, if he takes it and he hands it over to his wife, that's not a valid divorce. Halacha beis. Yasser al zeh, kasa ligarish ishto, v'nimlach, umatze ben hiro, v'amar lo, shmi kishamcha, v'shem ishti kishem ishtcha, untalo imenu, v'gerish bo, afal pishin nechta l'shem gerishin, eno get. Moreover, the Rambam adds an additional level of novelty. If one had written a get for the sake of divorcing his wife, and then he reconsidered, and then he found somebody else from his very city, who has his same name, and the same wife name, and he says, here, look, you could divorce your wife with this. And indeed, that fellow goes ahead and takes it to divorce his wife. Even though in this case, the get was written for the sake of divorce, as opposed to just practice, nonetheless, it still is an invalid get. Halacha Gimel. Yetzer al zeh. Mi shiyish lo shtei nashem sheshmoseim shavos. Because the garish is a gdola. V'nimelach v'gerish bas ektana. Eino get. Afal bi shenechtav l'shem ha'ish ha'megarish. Lo nechtav l'shem zu shenitzgarish abo. Another level of novelty. The Rambam then adds that even if the get was written for the sake of one man who had two wives, who had the same name, Reuven is married to two girls whose names are Sarah, and he wrote the get for the purpose of divorcing the older one, and then he changed his mind and used it to divorce the younger one, that still is an invalid divorce. Because even though it was written for the sake of this man, it wasn't written for the sake of this woman. Halacha Dalet. Yasser al-Kain. Another level of novelty. Amar l'sofer k'sov e'ezu she'eretze el-garish bo. Because of a sofer al-da'zu v'gerish bo achas mehen, hariz a safek gerishim. If somebody had told the scribe to write a bill of divorce for the sake of this man who, again, was married to two women who had the same name, and he says, write it for Sarah without indicating which one, and I'll choose which one I want to divorce her. Then if the sofer goes ahead and writes it with this thinking in mind, and then the husband uses it to divorce one of his wives, so then that is a question of whether or not she's divorced. Rambam then teaches us that any bill of divorce which was written without the sake of being for that particular woman, and then afterwards he tries to trace over it and rewrite the words again, this time for the sake of that woman, then it still is an invalid get. Halacha hey, misha kazav get ligarish ishto, v'nimlach lo gersha, v'nisiachin ima achar shiksava, lo yigarshena ba'oso aget, pam acheres, kishir tzol ligarsha. If somebody had written a bill of divorce in order to divorce his wife, and then he reconsidered and he didn't divorce her, and then he secluded himself with her after it had been written, so then he should not use that get in order to divorce her some other time when he chooses to divorce her. V'im gersha ba'oso aget hayashan, and if he does divorce her with that old get, harizu megureshes v'tinasei bo lechatchila, sharei nechtav l'shma v'harei nasan la ata be'idam kelchazav. Ultimately, if he had given her this old get, then she is considered divorced, and she's allowed to go and remarry based off of this bill of divorce without having to require a new one at all, since, after all, it was written for her sake, and it was given to her right now with witnesses in accordance with halacha. But then, if that's the case, why don't we allow him to use this ideally? Because we're concerned that if he had secluded himself with her, maybe they had relations, and then he might have impregnated her, at which point then afterwards, it would look like this get, which has the earlier date on it, had preceded his conception of this child, and therefore would look that the child was born out of wedlock. Halacha Vav. Amar l'sofer, k'sov get l'plonis, v'yeh imi l'kishes en agarshen abo. V'nechtav umsa begirshabo, eno get. If somebody tells the scribe, write a bill of divorce for this particular woman, and I'll hold on to it, and then when I marry her, I'll use this get in order to divorce her, and indeed the scribe writes it, and he marries that girl, and he divorces her with it, that's not a valid divorce. Because at the time when the get was written, she wasn't somebody who he was able to divorce, and therefore it turns out that it wasn't written for the sake of divorce. Aval im amar lo k'sov oso la rusasi, however, if he was already betrothed to this woman, he told the scribe to write it on behalf of this woman who he was betrothed to, and that when he should do the second stage of marriage, he'll then use it to divorce her, and indeed, he does the second stage of marriage and then divorces her with it, that is a valid get. Ksava Livimto, Achar Shayimba, Girshabo, it was written for the sake of the woman who was standing to do levirate marriage with him, and then afterwards he did levirate marriage with her, and then he divorced her with it. Hariz is Safik Girshin. Then it's a case of doubt whether or not this is a divorce. Hova ina ishto gemura kishu kasavo. Since at the time when it was written, she wasn't his full fledged wife. Halchazayin. And he's kind of sofer, hitir cham le sofer, shiachtov tafse gitin, vianiach makum ha'ish, umakum isha, umakum azman, umakum hare amuteris lecha adam, hide shiachtovain l'shem ha'ish, hamagarish, l'shem ha'isha miskareshes, v'achakach yichtimu ha'edim l'shmo l'shma. In order to help out the one who is a scribe, it wasn't always so easy to have customers, and therefore, you wanted to make sure that in case a customer had come, you had one ready made in order so that it could just be filled out. Chazal permitted somebody to write the basic text of a get, other than the key points, the man's name, the woman's name, the time, as well as the line of, you are hereby permitted to any other man. In that case, if somebody were to come in then, he's able to just fill in those details in accordance with halacha, and then have the witness sign for the sake of that man and for that woman. Halacha ches. So far shakasav aget l'shma v'l'shma kel chasav, v'chasmo edem shalo l'shma. Hom, sarah love edem, hariz aget. If the scribe had written the get for the sake of this man and for the sake of this woman, in accordance with halacha, and then afterwards the witnesses had signed without the correct focus, in that case, as long as it's still been handed over in front of two valid witnesses, so then that's a valid divorce. Because the only reason why the witnesses are signing on the get is in order to help establish society. That's why Chazal had them do it, in order to make it easier for the woman in case those witnesses who had watched the exchange had passed away. And therefore, since it's only rabbinic in nature, and you had the regular biblical witnesses who had observed the exchange, it's going to be a valid divorce. However, the Rambam then notes that there was others who disagreed, and they said that since it had been signed without having the right intent for whom it was going to be given, then it's as if it's inherently forged, it's a problem within itself, and therefore it's a nullified get. The Rambam then says to this same opinion that the same thing would apply if one of the witnesses was invalid, or if there was only one valid witness who had signed on it at all. So even though it was given over in front of two valid witnesses, it is an invalid get. Now, this second opinion, which says it's invalid, maintains that it's a problem on a biblical level. It's fully problematic. The Rambam, though, is going to strike a middle ground. He says this doesn't make sense to him. He thinks that it only looks like it's forged, but it's not actually forged. Since it was given over in front of two valid witnesses, the Rambam says in between, it's not totally valid, it's not invalid fully, rather, it's invalid on a rabbinic level. If somebody is a messenger to bring a get, and he lost it, and then afterwards discovers it, if he had lost the get in a place where it wasn't common for lots of people to go by, for example, if there were many caravans that would pass through this place, so even though he found it after a long time, we can still assume it was the very get that he had lost, and therefore he can use it to divorce the woman that he was supposed to wed. If it was lost, however, in a place where there are caravans frequently going by there, then if he found it immediately, and there hadn't been opportunity for one person who was passing by to have paused by there, maybe dropped it, or if the man finds it in the very vessel he had left it in, and he also recognized the length and width of the particular get, then in that case, we can assume it's the same get, and he can use it to divorce. Halacha Yud. Halachasik boson makom ish echad sheshmo kishmo shebeget. Choshishim shema get zeh hanimsa sheoso ish ha'achir hu. Hoa v'avar adam sham, v'avapi shelo shah. If, however, we know that there's somebody who has the same name that's written in the get, also found in that particular location, so we have to be concerned that perhaps this get which has been found is the very get of that other person. And therefore, since somebody has passed by there, even though he hadn't delayed, then we have to be concerned that perhaps this is not the get that was lost. And if this messenger had nonetheless used it in order to divorce the woman with, so then it's a case of doubt whether or not she's divorced. However, if nobody had passed by at all, then you can be assured that this is the very same get that had been dropped. And even though there's somebody else in that same area who has the same name, nonetheless, you can use it to divorce the woman. Lach Yud Aleph. Ha'il Edom get simen mavak, kagon sh'amr neked yesh bo b'tzad o'sponis,
The Rambam now adds that if there was a sign that was absolutely clear that this was the same get to the witnesses, for example, if they said that there was a particular hole over one letter, or that they say that they had never signed on any other get, they only signed on one get that had the same names of these names that are written in the get, so then you can assume that this is the very same get that had been lost, and you can use it to divorce with, even though it was found only after a long time, and in a place where many caravans go by, as well as if there were two people who had the same name. Halach Yud Beis. Shnayim Shalhu Shnei Gittin, Minis Arvu, Noshin Shnei Lazu, Shnei Lazu, Beidim Sira. If two people had sent Gittin that had the same name, and then they got mixed up, so both of them give it to both of them. First, they take the two of them and give it to wife A, and then afterwards, they take the two of them and give it to wife B, as long as there are valid witnesses who watch the exchange. Therefore, if one of those two is lost, so then the second one is nullified, because we don't know which one of them it's actually for. If somebody had two names, and similarly, if the woman had two names, so then when we write the get, we write the name that he's most known by, as well as the name that she's most known by, and then in the get they write, this man, let's say his name is Reuben, is who's divorcing his wife, and any other name that he might have. You don't actually have to list all other names, you just say Reuben and any other name that he might have. And if he writes the man's nickname or the woman's nickname, then that is also valid. If the get is written instead by a name which he's not as well known by, and you even write and any other name that he has, so then that's an invalid get. Shina Shema O Shema, Shem Ira, O Shem Ira, Akabisha Kasab Kol Shem Sheishlo, Bechol Shem Sheishlo, and O'Get. If we actually change the man's name or the woman's name, or the name of his city or the name of her city, so then even though the line that and any other name that they have was written, nonetheless, it's an invalid get. Halacha Tezvav. Hakol Ksheirin Lechtov as a get, Chutz Mechamisha. Everyone is valid to write a get other than five people who are invalid. Obi Kuchavim, the Eved, Vecheresh, Veshota Bekata. A non Jew, a slave, a deaf mute, a person who's not mentally competent, and a child. Even the woman herself is able to write her own get. If a Jew unfortunately becomes an idolater, or he publicly desecrates the Shabbos, so then he's considered like an idolater for all matters, including this one. Now why are these five invalid to write a get? Because the one who's writing the get needs to write it for the sake of this man and this woman. And the non-Jew, we can't trust that he's going to be writing it for these purposes. Rather, he's doing it for his own sake, and we don't know what he's thinking. As for a deaf mute, person who's not mentally competent, and a child, we don't say that they have the requisite level of understanding to properly write this get. And a slave is not within the realm of divorce and marriage. He's unable to do either of these himself, and therefore he's invalid like a non-Jew with regards to all matters. And if indeed one of these five individuals had written a get, it's an invalid get, even though it had been signed by valid witnesses and had been given over in front of valid witnesses. However, if one of these five individuals who are invalid for writing the whole get write the basic text of the get, the tophes as it's called, but leave blank the key areas of the get, the toref as it's referred to, which means the man's name, the woman's name, the time, as well as the line of you are hereby permitted to all men, and then a regular adult Jew filled in those last details and then written it for the sake of the man and the woman, then it's a valid get. Indeed, you're allowed to permit somebody who's a deaf mute or not mentally competent or a child to write the basic text of the get, even ideally, as long as there's an adult who's overseeing the process. However, with regards to the other two who are invalid to write the whole get, an idolater or a slave, we don't allow them to write the basic text of the get, ideally. Even if there's a Jew supervising, who's the only reason why we allow, ideally, these basic texts of the get to be written ahead of time, is because of enabling the scribe to make a living. And with regards to these two, that does not apply, as the Rambam has explained. Halachi attest, the final halach in the parak, Hakosev Geb Shabbos, Obi Yom HaKippur HaVishgaga, Unsanola, Harizim Migrations. If somebody inadvertently had written a get on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, when it's forbidden to write, and then he had given it to his wife, then she is divorced. Ksava V'chasamo Boba Yom B'zadon, Unsanola, Enam Migrations, Sharia Enam Sulim HaTorah. However, had he written it and had it signed on that day, Shabbos or Yom Kippur, maliciously, intentionally, knowing that this was wrong, and then he had given it to his wife, she's not divorced in that case, because the witnesses who had observed this and enabled this are invalid on a Torah level, because they are participated in this act of Chilul Shabbos or Chilul Yom Kippur. Ksavu b'yom tov b'zadon b'nimstar lo b'pnei edim k'sher b'yom tov, hari zeh get pasul. However, if it was merely a regular yontif, not Yom Kippur and not Shabbos, when the individual had written the get knowing that this was forbidden on yontif, and then he had given it over in front of valid witnesses on yontif, in that case, the get is going to be invalid. Have a wonderful day.